living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Yo, welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, and I'm not by myself. I am joined by a couple people who saw The Expendables 3 with me. First of all, we have Karen. What's going on?
How y'all doing out there?
Great. And we have my man Chris from MovieTrailerReviews.net and Insanity Report on Twitter.
What's going on, people?
What it is, man?
Chillin'.
For people that don't know, Spoiled Reviews is for people that have seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil everything. Let's see.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, man. I didn't know what the...
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Harrison Ford saved the day in the end. All right, let's talk about the good, the bad, and then rate this bad boy. On a scale of 0 to 5, the more epic than Love Jones scale. First things first, let's talk about the good. Karen, what were the good things that you enjoyed about The Expendables Trace? Oh, wait. Actually, let me tell the synopsis, right? Barney, who's Stallone's character, Christmas, Jason Statham's character, and the rest of the team come face to face with Conrad Stonebanks, who's Mel Gibson, who years ago co-founded The Expendables with Barney. Stonebanks subsequently became a ruthless arms trader and someone who Barney was forced to kill, or so he thought. Stonebanks, who eluded death once before, now is making it his mission to end The Expendables. But Barney has other plans. Barney decides that he has to fight old blood with new blood and brings in a new era of Expendables team members, recruiting individuals who are younger, faster, and more tech savvy. The latest mission becomes a clash of classic old school style versus high tech expertise in Expendables' most personal battle yet. All right, Karen, what did you enjoy?
I enjoyed Mel Gibson being the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Shit did blow up, so I was semi-satisfied with that. I enjoyed the MMA girl. Her fighting was pretty, her scenes were pretty neat when she was fighting. Her acting is terrible. Her acting was really, really bad. But when she was fighting, I enjoyed that part. Wesley Snipes actually stole the show to me. He was pretty decent
as Doc.
Yes, now I even enjoyed Antonio Banderas.
Mm-hmm.
He was funny
as Galgo.
Yes, and I think that's about it for me. Cause
all right, it was. What about you, Chris? What did you like?
Yeah, it's about the same. You know, Fino and I talked about this movie after we both sat through it. One thing we realized is, the actors that can actually act in this movie are actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the scenes are pointless, they're actually good. You know, Harrison Ford, oh, he was acting his ass off. I don't know why he was acting his ass off, but yeah. I mean, scenes were enjoyable. Kelsey Grammer, pointless scenes in this movie, completely pointless. Mm-hmm. But he acted his ass off. He actually got me with that joke about him having cancer. Yes. I just thought he was telling the truth. And then he was like, nah, I'm just fucking with you. That was actually some good shit. Antonio Banderas, hamming it up completely. Like, just completely racist caricature of everything he's played before in the past. Excellent. Mel Gibson, racist, anti-Semitic motherfucker. But that motherfucker can act his ass off. Mm-hmm. Great. Great. So, and yeah, when the cameraman decided to show us the action, the Ronda Rousey scene with her acting, fighting was actually pretty good. I was actually worried because when she first showed up in the bar scene, I was like, I don't know if she's going to be as good as Gina Carano in action sequences. But then when they got that last one, when they were all, you know, the big finale, oh yeah, her scenes are good. So they actually shot those really well, and they got everything together. So, yeah, that's about it.
All right. I will echo everything that you guys said, except I will add, I totally enjoyed every single time they tried to make something work that just didn't work. Like, and that was on a level that I don't think they tried to do. So I can't give the film credit for it, but it worked for me, such as Wesley Snipes' tax evasion line.
Oh, that was classic.
I guffawed. You know what I mean? When Harrison Ford talks about Bruce Willis, his old character Church, and I think it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, Trench, who says he's out of the picture, which is like an inside joke about how Bruce Willis was really hard to work with on the last one, and so he showed up, but then they kicked him out because he was like, this is shit, and I don't know why I did this movie in the first place.
Right.
So, like, that shit was funny to me. And they ham it up so bad that they do everything but damn near put the camera right in the person's face when they say one of these lines.
Oh, God. Okay, well, since you're bringing it up.
Yeah.
It's a negative for me because they didn't work, but in the way you're saying it, it's got to be a positive.
Yeah.
You know, how many times did Arnold do that? Get to the chopper.
Yes, I was just going to bring that up. He did it so many times, I could say it with him. You know what I mean? It was like call and response. I was like, he was in the chopper and said, they have to get to the chopper. Then they do like a horrible action edit where like they supposedly blow the doors off of the roof and like kill everybody around it so that the guys can escape. But it's such a horrible edit that it looks like the doors just blow up and he's magically on the roof and he opens the door and says, get to the chopper. And I was like, this nigga.
He was like, I don't think they heard me the first 10 times.
Yeah. Can I say get to the chopper a couple more times?
Like, that was literally his only line I remember in the movie. Yes. Was like, I actually like the whole Predator, get to the chopper. I love that joke. That, like, yeah, I love that. I love that phrase from Predator. I now hate it.
Yeah, they killed it.
they officially killed get to the chopper, yo. It's, mm-hmm. It's dead now. It's dead.
Another thing I really like, and like I said, man, I could totally understand these as negatives. I have very, very, very low expectations. So, and I still didn't think this movie was good, but I do want to, you know, the stuff I honestly enjoyed, I do want to bring up. They had a couple running gags that, I enjoyed that were so corny. Like Wesley Snipes and Jason Statham trying to be the best knife guys. it was such a pointless meathead plot. It had nothing to do. It ultimately has no effect. Like, they don't even genuinely dislike each other. Mm-mm. But I enjoyed that corny shit. When Wesley Snipes shaved his face with a machete.
Right. But no damn reason.
A big ass machete is impossible to do, especially with black skin.
Yo, dude, Wesley Snipes was, I don't know how he did it, but he was so crazy in that train scene.
Yes.
The crazy black eyes.
Yes. He was so happy to be, like, working again.
Right.
Like, there's a scene where I think Jason Statham fights one big-ass dude, but Wesley Snipes ends up fighting, like, 10, like, you know, commandos or whatever by himself. And at the end of the, like, there's a second after the fight scene where, like, he just does like a little dance and it has nothing to do with anything. Like,
nope,
but he just does this happy dance and I could feel like I'm happy to be working again.
Right.
You know, I have the same feeling for Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He does, like, his entire, like, I felt like he really wasn't acting,
mm-mm.
But he was really like begging for a role in a movie that wasn't Spy Kids.
Yes.
And that shit was so good.
Yo. So good, man.
Antonio to me was like, it gets annoying, but once you get it, it's like, yo, this is like the best performance in this whole goddamn movie.
It really is, dude. Especially like Cause like, it was so annoying. I was like, they're forcing it. They're trying to make it funny. It's not really that funny. It's a running gag that's getting tired already. And it's only been a couple minutes, but it's when he hits them on that plane and he starts talking about like, you know, man was not meant to fly. Do you have feathers? Look at him. Does he have feathers? Do you have feathers? That like when he goes on that joint and then he hit him with that, don't worry about flying because I'm not able to fall asleep on planes.
I'm like, oh, y'all in for a long flight?
Dog, I started laughing. I was like, they got me.
Right.
So,
and then when he finally was able to start killing people again,
mm-hmm.
which he had, this is what I wanted. I'm so happy right now. Like, dude, yeah.
He tried to holler at Ronda Rousey for no reason, just because it was the Latino thing to do.
You know, it was so good and so racist. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I, you know why I love that so much? Because it reminded me of the second film. It was so over the top. It was so racist. It was so unnecessary. I was like, this is what this film needed to be. It needed to be like this.
Dude, they had a moment of promise at the beginning, and they never lived back up to it. But when Stallone says, Wesley's like, so who's church? And he's like, he's just a CIA spook. He said, hey, watch it, man.
I was like, this is gonna work.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, because at that point we had the over the top stupid ass train scene,
right?
And then we had that racist joke, and I'm like, oh shit,
we back,
right? And then it just never lives up to that level again until Banderas shows up, which is way too long in the film.
And one thing I forgot to say this for my one thing I did like, which was me and Roger just die laughing for 10 minutes. The ending where he's running, trying to run and catch the helicopter rope in the sky.
Oh my God.
And like the whole building falls down like water.
Beneath him.
Beneath him. As and he jumps. And he has a stride that is not broken at all. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
And they do the stupidest slow mo scene of everyone looking down to see if he made it. And it's like, of course he fucking made it.
Yeah. The thing I love about this, there's two things I love about this scene. One, and, it's the way Stallone runs. I think Feet Up said it's like he runs like one leg is longer than the other. Watch him run. That's how it goes. Because he's too fucking old. Yes. He runs like somebody who's too fucking old, yo. This shit is hilarious. Two, the reason why I love that jump to the chopper scene that is horribly shot. The CGI is terrible. You wonder why I love it? 22 Jump Street. That is the scene. 22 Jump Street. I saw it in the trailer, and I saw when 22 Jump Street did, I was like, yo, they're making fun of Expendables.
Yes.
This is exactly what they do, where Jonah Hill just floats in the air and somehow miraculously grabs the helicopter.
Yes.
Oh, nigga, that doesn't work that way.
Just the force from the explosion would have blown him clear off of that rope.
Dude, there's no way Stallone is outrunning that building collapsing, yo.
No. It's like,
there's no way he can do it, yo.
And it's so predictable because you know exactly that's how that building's going to go down from the second they walk into the quote-unquote trap and they reveal, like, the workaround that only keeps it from blowing up, like, a couple minutes more.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, these niggas are going to have to jump off the roof to, like, live. Because the building's going to blow up and all the bad guys are going to be in it. Come on, man. But, all right, let's talk about what didn't work because I feel like that's even longer. I guess everybody can go one thing and then we'll keep going around. Karen, give me one thing that didn't work for you.
The long fucking shots of Stallone's face standing in the camera for no goddamn reason and dramatic ass music playing. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, on those tight, surgically enhanced eyes.
Right.
My God, yo. Yeah, Stallone face was way... Oh, God. Why they did that? I don't know.
Yeah. You couldn't even understand, though. Like, it took me an extra 10 minutes into the movie to know that he said Stonebanks.
Stonebanks.
Yeah, when he first got out, he's like, Stonebanks! I was like, what? What? Strongboff? What happened? Strong is this character's name Strong Boss?
He used to be one of mine. Adrian.
What about you, Chris? Give me one thing that didn't work.
You know, one thing that didn't work for me is so much plot.
Right.
There's just so much plot.
So much useless plot.
It was just like I'm like after the you know, after the scene of the docks, mm-hmm. I was just like, and they kept going, and Stallone started, you know, doing all this talk, and they were doing all this. I'm like, wait a minute. They're going to do another, they're going to do the first film again. Mm-hmm. They're going to do the first film again. Son of a bitch. They're going to do the first film again where it gets all serious and nobody's laughing and joking and so much plot. And it's plot, and it's not good writing. So the plot doesn't even make sense.
Nope.
So the shit doesn't even make sense, and there's so much of it. Like, so you're going to get rid of, instead of just supplementing your old team, you're going to get a younger team that isn't really trained. Like, only two of them, or was it one of them? Only one of them, no, two of them were military. Because Ronda Rousey's character never said she was military. Mm-hmm. She was just a bouncer. Yeah. The hacker dude, he was a hacker and he climbed, you know, he was an adventurer. So it's like, all of a sudden, these guys are now military trained people that are going to take out one of the, you know, your toughest assignment yet, and you're not going to bring your old guys in either. Okay, you know what? You guys are trying too hard, and I hate you for making me try and think about this movie because there's not enough action to make me not think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much useless plot. Like, even the recruiting of the new guys.
It's pointless.
It's supposed to make you feel like, oh, man, wait a minute. I just found out the worst news possible. You know the director of this is directing the American version of The Raid?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not going to
see that. I'm not going to see that.
Is going to have the Hemsworth brothers in it. And I love Chris Hemsworth, but no, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. All right.
Yeah, Americanization of foreign films is never good.
Yeah, and
never.
Especially if you have no real, like, worship of the original property.
Eh, no.
Don't do it. Even the recruiting of the new kids, quote unquote, it's just so thrown together. And I think what happened was they just weren't able to get star quality people that would make you believe even for a second that they were going to be the stars of this film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have been different if, cause it's like Victor Ortiz isn't a big enough star. Ronda Rousey, while I like her, not a big enough actor, although she's the biggest star of the new kids, I think.
Mm-hmm. They should have gotten, what's her name? Gina Carano.
Right.
That would have been better. She's actually better at acting now.
Yeah, and you know, she would, you know, seem like someone that was going to be part of the crew from now on. Mm-hmm. As opposed to Ronda Rousey, where you're like, I think all these people are expendable, not to be, you know, no pun intended. I thought that was kind of weak. But my negative is kind of petty, but Ronda Rousey in that red dress, there's not a second that I thought she wasn't still going to be the baddest motherfucker in that scene. Like, I think they tried to put the glasses on her and do her hair and make us be like, oh, she's too hot to be a bad. But she's like She-Hulk in that fucking thing.
Yes, she is.
So it was like, yeah, of course she's a badass, you know, like, and they force, and like, they don't give her enough lines. So they keep forcing her character to say, man, after every scene. And it's so like, forced in there, and then the one like legit like emotional kind of scene they gave her was when she was asking him, like, you know, what about your family and shit, and just the wooden acting from her and him, and like, you know how like some actors like make people better around them, Stallone doesn't, so like it made her seem more wooden because he was more wooden. And then the very last scene with her character, she basically goes, 30 years younger and I would have gave you a chance. And I'm just like, God damn it, man. What this, like, y'all kind of ruined her as a character. Like, I hope she doesn't come back. Cause y'all told, like, she was the best action in the movie and y'all ruined her as a character. She's so one dimensional.
Yeah. I think, again, it goes back to directing. The director didn't go up to her and say, hey, listen, Rhonda, I mean, I know you're an intense person, but this isn't an MMA fight, so I don't want you to do all your scenes walking around like you're walking down to the cage. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Ronda's actually, she can be really personable, but in this movie, she comes off as the wooden person she is when she's in training mode. And a director should have told her, hey, let's not do this. Let's try to be more relaxed and have fun. I'm now still, her acting is terrible in this movie, but I don't know. Again, I think Gina Carano acting was terrible in her first movies too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She got better. Rhonda's supposed to have a role in this movie is coming out that deals. It's kind of like this. It's the Athena Project. It's almost like it's a female special forces team that goes in and does some shit. I'm gonna see what she's like in that one because hopefully that has a decent director. Because I can't really gauge her on this one because it's just, like you said, she's playing off of somebody like Stallone who has wooden, terrible acting himself.
Yeah, it's not her fault, but they ruined that character, which was, to me, the most interesting character of all the new kids and shit.
I think she her major speaking scenes are only with Stallone. Right. So it's not even like they put her with somebody who could act, so she could maybe play off of that. Didn't even do that.
Right.
Completely ruined her character, like you said.
So, Karen, give me something else that doesn't work for you.
They did a bad job with the editing. Editing a lot of the action scenes.
Yeah. Oh,
just
God.
The continuity of how it flowed was just very terrible. It was some things, the way they chopped, you was like, I really think it was supposed to be more, but you just chopped it off in the middle of somebody's falling and swapped to another pointless scene. The edit, like I said, the editing was just terrible.
Yeah, like there's like I said, the helicopter scene where the helicopters come out of nowhere, have a helicopter chase, but blow up the roof or whatever. Mm-hmm. In that scene, they literally shoot the doors off the top of the roof, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger just opens the door a second later. it's just physically not possible. Mm-hmm. You just didn't care. You were just like, fuck it, we need to wrap this shit up. And we want to get to the chopper line in one more time, so let's just do it. But yeah, they made some horrible editing choices. Mm-hmm. And some very unrealistic ones, like the fucking bad guy that Wesley Snipes wants to kill for imprisoning him, that also keeps his picture on the train in a room where he's by himself. He keeps a picture like. It doesn't make sense unless you're just like, look, we don't feel like explaining it, so just make it convenient. Chris, give me something else that didn't work for you, man.
So I'm going to piggyback off of that because the same thing. I mean, the action is terrible in this film.
Yes.
And that to me is the most egregious thing because I'm only going to watch this movie because of the action. You know, I enjoyed the over-the-top, ridiculous, impossible white man action of Expendables 2. Expendables 2 is not a good movie, but it's very enjoyable. And the action scenes are actually pretty done pretty well. I mean, even the end fight between Van Damme and Stallone was actually decent. I mean, I actually enjoyed that, you know? Mm. I enjoyed almost none of the action scenes in this film. I mean, it gets to the end, it's okay. But it started to hit me that this is going to be bad during the dock scene. Because the editing of the dock action is horrendous. And I was like, are they going to put the camera in front of everybody's face during these action scenes and then quick cut around? Like, I couldn't tell what was going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this whole film going to be like this? It's like, I can't enjoy this. This is terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, it's one of the worst edited action scenes I've seen, and they're just terrible. And then you get to the final one when you're doing the final action scene, and it's so lackluster. Like, the two best scenes in there are Ronda Rousey and Antonio Banderas.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, the rest of them are actually pretty bad. Like, they even do this whole thing, like you said, you mentioned before the running gag with Wesley Snipes and Jason Statham. So you're thinking, all right, cool. They're going to have a whole bunch of scenes with knives. It's going to be crazy. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Didn't even do that. And so it's just like, the whole thing was just ridiculous. And I know it's not just that they're old, because Wesley Snipes could still... Wesley Snipes can still do his thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It wasn't Wesley's fault. The choreography was fucking terrible because he actually handled his business in that one scene where, like, he beat up 10 people and then he, like, runs back to Jason Statham and he's like, like, what's taking you so long? But Jason Statham fought that one really big fucking dude that was hard to beat. But because it's edited choppy as shit and the timing's all fucked up, the joke doesn't even go over. I knew what they were trying to do, but I didn't even laugh at that joke because I was just like, so they just both beat up some guys. But.
And that's what I mean. It's like, they even bring up Jason Statham. Again, we know Jason Statham can still kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
So who was choreographing and who's the director of this shit to not take advantage of that stuff? I get it when you have somebody like, you know, the Stallone and Mel Gibson fight. I mean, shit, Mel Gibson's not even really an action star anyway anymore. I mean, last time he really did an action movie, you know?
And they
so
owed.
I get that. You said what?
And they old, so.
Right, yeah. And I get that. But Statham and Snipes, they're older, but they can still hold their own.
Mm-hmm.
So you, I mean, come on. Why were those action scenes not done better when you know you could? So, yeah, man, it was a biggest, most, like unforgivable action scenes to me ever.
For me, I vegged out during the action scenes and I laughed at how bad it was. So I enjoyed it in a way, which is even more unforgivable that this movie is bad to me, because the fact that I enjoy what is probably the worst part of the film, the action, and still don't like this film, like, cause the other part is there's too many people.
Oh God.
There's just too many fucking people, man.
Yes.
And like, because of there's so many people, the right people never get to shine. To be quite honest, none of the new kids can act. And that includes Ronda Rousey, who is not her fault, but fuck it. She can't act.
Mm-mm.
There's no reason to spend 45 minutes of the film with the new kids. Like, whether it's the recruiting, which, like I said, Kelsey Grammer, or like Chris said, Kelsey Grammer can act. Those scenes are kind of cool in a, hey, it's Kelsey Grammer bantering with Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
But then they fall flat every time they introduce one of the new kids.
Exactly.
You're just like, okay, so this,
like,
is the...
Who's the kid that they, the head kid,
Kellen Lutz, Smiley.
Yeah, the dude that played Hercules earlier this year. Yeah, that scene made me mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it was, you know, you could tell, like, if he had been a good actor, like, let's say it had been Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Oh, that scene would have gone off great. But he can't act. So that scene where they're trying, he's trying to be all, you know, I can't go back. You know, I lost my team. And, it doesn't come off well. It's horrendous.
And the thing is, like, if they would have been able to pull better quality young dudes and young, like the young kids, which obviously is not going to happen, but let's just say if you could pick anybody and they were picking like fucking Taylor Lautner or something, or fucking Tatiana Maslany, you know, like people that we went, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got her, you know what I mean? Like, if Nicole Beharie was in here, or just people that really should turn this down, but somehow found a way that fucked up and got into this franchise. That's what those scenes were supposed to feel like. Like, we were supposed to be like, oh shit, they got Chris Hemsworth?
Mm-hmm.
But since we don't know these fuckers, it just comes off where you're like, oh, I guess Glenn Powell, I guess I'm supposed to be excited about them getting him.
It took me until the very end that I go, oh shit, that is Victor Ortiz.
Right. Like, they're zooming in on his face, and you're supposed to have this moment of, oh shit.
Because that's really what it's, because remember when they introduce him, he's hitting the punching bag.
Right.
It's really supposed to be an oh shit moment, and instead I was just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Right. And so that's part of having too many people. Now, that is just a one half of why it sucks that they have so many people. The other half is the people I really did come to see ham it up. I only got to see Mel Gibson really ham it up.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford got to ham it up a little bit, but he's barely in it. All the old dudes, Jason Statham's a whole movie pouting.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley Snipes, like, he would have had so much fun if he had more lines. Because mm-hmm. he killed the shit that he was a part of.
Mm-hmm.
He had so much fun. Like, the entire scene at the docks where he's just acting crazy mm-hmm. and killing everybody, like,
oh yeah.
He had so much fun in a terrible scene. Like, everyone else basically was resigned to just walking around holding guns. And then he was going around doing all the action, all the, like, the scene where he puts the knife on the dude's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, hey, what's going on, man? And then the dude looks and he cuts his throat with the, like,
yeah.
It's such a hammy way to kill somebody. Like, it wouldn't even make sense, but. Mm-hmm. He was having such fun, man. And then you really don't see this nigga for the rest of the movie, man.
Nope.
Just, oh, such a letdown.
I'm still mad about my man, Dolph Lundgren, yo, because he was so good at hammering up and Expendables 2, you know, his whole I'm a drunken meathead, but I'm also like, I think I'm really, really smart.
Yes.
In the cave, the last joint where he tried to, it's like, no, see here, guys, all we're gonna do is, and he was he tried to explode the.
And it didn't work.
And it didn't work. No, this movie here, all he does is grunt.
He had one good joke, man, when he bought the fucking thing that that dude had. And he didn't know how to work it. He was like, I just use it to do the weather. like they needed more moments like that, because the old crew was actually funny and had a kind of chemistry.
And dude, you're forgetting one thing though.
As soon as they shot Terry Crews, I was like, they don't care about the old crew.
I was just about to bring that up, yo. They got rid of Terry Crews. Cause you know Terry Crews was, cause he hammed it up. He actually kind of saved the boat scene.
Yep.
With that big ass chain gun. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, this scene did need some Terry Crews. Wait a minute. He's really gonna sit there? Entire movie?
Dude, I was so let down when the crew showed back up at the plane. And I kept expecting, like, oh, they're gonna get in the plane and Terry Crews is gonna be in the plane. No. Mm-mm. Terry Crews does not show up until the last scene at the bar.
There can only be one.
One black man per Expendables crew.
Nah, I'm assuming he was filming Blended. I honestly was just like, he must have filmed Blended and he must have just came to Stallone and was like, please just keep me in the movie, because I, you know, Terry Crews ain't never turned down no check. He was like, maybe when y'all make four, I can really be back in it, but you know, could you like help, you know, like keep me in this, man, somehow? And he's like, yeah, I'll throw you a scene.
You pulled a Jet Li, yo.
Jet Li!
He pulled a Jet Li from last film, yo.
Dog, and Jet Li in this film, horrendous.
Oh, like, bad.
He didn't even do action. He was just holding a gun. Mm-hmm.
Nope, he didn't. Jet Li was like, his entire thing in the movie is, yeah, I don't really work for these motherfuckers.
Dog.
He didn't have that one good joke, though, about, Lunger's character said he was short. He was like, tall people die first, or something like that.
Yeah,
they had a good line like that, but he didn't do no Jet Li kicks.
Mm-mm. Like in the second one, they made it funny when he was like, "And fuck y'all," like that made sense. In this joint, man, he just shows up and he was supposed to be like, "It's Jet Li," and then he doesn't do shit.
Mm-mm. No, like again, so they bring in, so they give you Jet Li, more Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then Harrison Ford at the end for no fucking reason. That's three more characters at the end of the movie that didn't need to be there. Just, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else that didn't work for you guys before we wrap it up?
Yeah. What was it? Oh, shit. There was something that didn't work for me. And
the music was forced to shit. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. They even do a fucking karaoke at the end, like Scooby-Doo or some shit, man.
For me, while Chris is thinking, for me, it was just long and motherfucking boring.
It was long.
It was just, I don't know how long it was, but they could have chopped off some time.
And the color palette was terrible. The whole last scene basically is gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a gray-ass building with explosions going off. And
it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, that just logistically makes no sense. And they try to give everyone something to do. And like they make the one dude, like, explain this. Why is the one dude's job to climb back to the top of the tower and check on the battery of the device that's like keeping everything from blowing up? He takes forever to get to the top of the tower. He never checks the battery for the device until everyone gets to the top of the tower and everyone else got to the top of the tower easy as shit.
You wanna know why? I'm gonna tell you why. One, go back to what we were saying about too many people.
Yeah.
Two, remember, this guy has no fighting experience.
Right.
That's why. He was never a fighter. So if he didn't have anything to, like, this you get this last action scene, and you're like, they go, fuck, we never established Glenn Powell's character of having any kind of fighting experience. What are we going to do with him? Well, I'll just have him fucking climb up the top of the the elevator shaft. We'll call it a day.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Kellen Lutz, though, because he did have the best stunt, though, when he drove that motorcycle off that ramp 97,000 feet into the air, and it just grabbed onto a bar and shot two people with one hand. Mm-hmm. That's, Karen laughed so loud at just, like, it's like as the bike took ridiculous. Off, it was like, are these motherfuckers serious right now?
Right. I couldn't help myself. It was so over the top.
We needed so much more of shit like that.
That's what I'm about to say. It's like, that's what this film needed. It needed that. I can't remember my last thing.
I know
go ahead, Karen.
What I was going to say. Something that this movie's missing that they had into, it was no surprises.
Yeah.
With the second one, Chuck Norris made that movie because his ass would just pop up out of nowhere for no damn reason and would just shoot everybody. And they just had scenes where shit was just pointless. You remember how when they was, I think they was at the airport or something, and dude turned around and like, all eight of them shot him dead. Shit like that. Like, yeah. You didn't get the, we doing this just because we can shit.
There was no gags here.
Right.
You're
like, the thing I love about that Chuck Norris gag is, he had his own music.
Mm-hmm.
So every time he came out, they would play that old Western music. Like that Texas.
Texas Ranger. Walker, Texas Ranger.
That joke was so fucking good, yo.
Yes.
It was bad, but it was good in that way. You're
they
right.
They even made a Chuck Norris joke.
Yeah.
Right.
They just got it the second time, man. They just.
Stallone didn't write that one. I think he wrote like the first one and then this one.
Yeah.
He fucking cannot goddamn write. Who told him he can write? The second one, he puts it in somebody else's hands, and it is a wonderful movie.
It says he like wrote the second one, but some dude named Richard Wink.
I think he had more control over the first
and second. That dude wrote 16 Blocks, The Mechanic, The Equalizer. Hmm. Okay.
I like that movie.
Yeah, I'm about to go see that. That's it's not out yet. That's Denzel watching his new movie.
Oh, I'm thinking about something else.
But yeah, man, it's, you know, just not it's a very good movie, bro.
It's blah. I mean, I can't even get this, you know, real impossible white man credentials. Cause I mean, it is, but at the same time, it's like, it was missing so much of the second one that made the second one so, like.
Well, it's just not very good. And it is an ensemble impossible white man, which immediately lowers the score for everybody. Cause it's, you know, not as impossible if you have 17 fucking people. You know what I mean? Like, I would have been more impressed by a movie where Stallone did all this shit by himself than a movie where him and 37 people do it.
Right. So, right.
Oh, yeah. And he got number one writing credit on this one, which he didn't on the other two. So, yeah.
It makes sense. Because you know what? He wants to do, he thinks he can do serious. I think what made Expendables 2 so much fun is you're basically making fun of these old action stars who are too old for this shit.
Right.
I think Stallone thinks he's too old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he realized this shit, you know, and that's why he's so heavily featured in this film. I don't remember him getting this many solo moments in the first film. Granted, Barney still runs the team, but it's not really him being solo the entire time. In this one, there's a lot of fucking Stallone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. For just no goddamn reason.
Dude, that dossier he had on Mel Gibson that basically needed to just read bad on it. It was so stupid. It just had pictures of dead black people and then the Expendables tattoo. And it was like, read it. And everybody's like, oh my God, he's the worst guy ever. All right. Let's rate this from 0 to 5, guys, on the More Epic Than Love John scale. 0 being fuck you, man, fuck you. And 5 being fuck you, waiting for go see the shit. Karen?
This one was so bad. I give it a 1. This one was terrible.
All right. Well, 1 is. Save your money, TNT. We'll have it soon.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Chris?
Yeah, it's a 1.
All right. And for me, I will give it the Netflix. I enjoyed it for a lot of the wrong reasons. I wouldn't recommend it. I would not recommend it to anybody. I enjoy Impossible White Man shit, and I enjoy certain action movie tropes, even when you fuck them up. Sometimes I enjoy them, and I just enjoy it. I spent a lot of time with my eyebrows arched and my face kind of in a, wow, you really tried that look. So if you guys understand what I'm saying here, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying I was like, these motherfuckers really did the tax evasion joke.
Huh. Which was hilarious. Like, there were moments it was good, but.
You know, but even for bad shit, I was like that. I was like, when they literally tell you that Terry Crews is gonna shoot his weapon for 10 seconds and then it's gonna run out of ammo, and then they do it, I was like, huh, they did it. But there wasn't really a twist to that joke at all. That was the joke, was exactly what happened. Wow. So and I do give it the extra star because I thought Mel Gibson was tremendous.
Oh yeah, he was yeah.
He was so over the fucking top that like his scenes worked for me. And he was so happy to be working, man. Like, there's just something to be said. Like, if the movies really wanted to capture what's good about him, they would focus on Wesley Snipes, Mel Gibson, you know, Dolph Lundgren. Like, they would focus on the people that are happy to get the check because they'll do anything, you know?
Right.
Banderas was so happy to get a check. And you fuck it up by concentrating on a bunch of shit that's not Banderas, Snipes, or Gibson.
And you could feel their happiness.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Gibson didn't need to fucking play that role that hard.
Mm-mm.
He's playing that bitch like Braveheart.
Yeah,
right, he really was. Yo, I mean, yeah.
With guns.
Yeah. That part where he has all the kids trapped and he's like, I really feel sorry for you because I have a daughter. And I was like, this nigga is heaven.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie. The last two Expendables have had great villains. Because even Van Damme, he was killing that joint. I mean, I love the way they name him. Van Damme was Villon.
Yes.
And Mel Gibson is Stonebanks.
Yeah. So stupid, but so
good.
Yeah,
man, we need more of that, man.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but you got to get rid of Stallone.
You got to, man. Right. He's the worst thing about the franchise, honestly, man.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
I think he's the reason why we get the guys like Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. Remember, Schwarzenegger got more time in this movie, too.
Yep.
He got way more scenes and dialogue in this movie than he has before. So,
and
yeah.
And they even tried to do the, like, inside joke of him giving up action movies.
Mm-hmm.
But then he came back in the end, so it was like, well...
That actually still is a good one, because he did come back.
Well, yeah, that is true.
They just wrapped up that new Terminator movie.
That's
so
true. That's true.
That's actually one of the gags in this movie.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I take it back. I forgot about that. all right, man. Well, that's our ratings, guys. So appreciate everybody that came out and listened to another episode of Sport Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. We'll be back with another review shortly. Until then, check out Chris, movietrailerreviews.net. We were on there for his Guardian of the Galaxy review.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on there for the Strain review for the episode before last. So check it all out, guys. We appreciate you guys. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in an act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. I